Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now. Here today with the Reimagine Success Podcast. So glad that you decided to join and listen today. Today's topic is all about how to find your passion, what you like, what you're interested in. So we'll talk more about that today. But I also want to recap one of my previous guests that I had on, because this ties really well with the guest that I had, Chassie, who I spoke with about reinventing herself and her career. She was a mechanical engineer who worked for a government agency, and she had a passion. And now she's in a place where she's trying to reinvent herself and reinvent her passion. So when you're trying to find your passion, it can be something that you've never done, you don't know about, but most likely it'll be something that you've kind of dabbled in and are interested in. But it's okay to switch as well. You may switch passions. Your passions may morph and change. So we'll talk a little bit more about that right now. But first, I want to share with you the crystal for today. The crystal for today is follow what you like, love, and enjoy. Now, I know that sounds very basic and like something that we all should do, but many of us don't. So just remember that crystal. Follow what you like, love, and enjoy, and do more of it. So let me get back to our topic for today, how to find your passion. There are three steps that I'm going to go over in working to find your passion. And I was inspired to talk about this topic because we are approaching a new year. And as we all know, in the new year, many people like to make resolutions, turn over a new leaf, change things in their life, stop or start things in their life. So this, I thought, was just a good way to discuss reimagining success for my life, for your life, for all of our lives. And we can do that through finding passions or just reinvigorating passions that we've always had. So the first step that I would say in trying to find a passion or reinvigorate a passion is to try new things. It's so important to try new things, get out of the rut of the same things that you've been doing for the past, 10, 25 years, and branch out. Now, in trying new things, that'll help you to find things that you don't like, find things that you do like. And I know it sounds kind of intuitive to try to find things that you don't like, but in doing things that you don't like, you can stop doing them, of course, if you don't like them. And then that'll help you pivot to finding more things that you do like. So a good time for doing this, all of you may know, is that being in school, those who are in, high school, college, it's a lot of trying things that you like, trying classes that you like, and trying classes that you don't like. There's a prescribed set schedule of classes and courses that you have to take. If you're in college, it's based off of your major. But there'll be things that you gravitate to and things that you don't. So for those who are in school, that's a great time to figure out, yes, I like this. No, I don't like that. I know for me personally, while I was in high school, I really enjoyed and gravitated towards chemistry. I liked math and sciences in general. And so it was there that I knew, oh, I really like chemistry. And when I go to college, I want to do more of this type of thing. Science, math, and of course, chemistry. And so that's one of the things that I gravitated to. And then also, I really enjoyed learning how things were made. This was more our childhood time, discovered this as a child, but on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, do any of y'all remember that show? I know some people really thought it was kind of slow and boring, but for a little kid, it opened up my eyes to how things were made, because he had a segment at the end where he talked about how things were made from crayons to different products that you use, like soaps and then also food products. But he basically visited factories and plants and showed the process in making all these items that we love to use. So I also knew I enjoyed figuring out and learning about how things were made. So take a second and think about, what are some things that you like? Or maybe that you're more interested in getting to like, or find out if you like it. Well, that leads me to the next step. Once you do find out and figure out, you know, things that you like, follow what you enjoy and new doors will open. So as I mentioned, the crystal for today is follow what you love, like, and enjoy and do more of it. So that's step two, follow what you enjoy and do more of that. So in my case, you know, I liked chemistry and that's what I wanted to do into college. But then I also had more doors that opened up to me because of that and following that. So as you think about things that you like and enjoy, if you try them, then, you know, other doors will open up. You'll meet other people who can teach you more about that subject. And I just want to just speak on a little bit too, that, like I said, culturally, at least in American culture, often kids can be swayed and dissuaded from what they actually like and enjoy. There are parents who want, you know, the best for their kids, of course. So they want them to be one of the big three, doctor, lawyer, engineer, and that's all fine and great. But the kid might, you know, or be interested in something more arts related. They may be interested in sports, dance, music, those type of things. Don't push them away from that. You know, let them follow what they enjoy. And that's something that we all should do, because many people take jobs just because, you know, obviously they need a paycheck and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're able to combine that paycheck with something you like and love, that's even better. It doesn't feel like a job. It'll feel like a career or a passion. So try to just follow, you know, the things that you enjoy. And if you can't do it in your day job, do it, you know, in the evenings after work or whenever you can fit that time in. Because like I said, doors will open up. In my case, for an example, like I said, I was interested in chemistry and was planning on going to college and majoring in chemistry. But I got the opportunity to be a part of an internship program called En-ROADS. But in order to be a part of that program, you had to be in engineering school. And I really didn't know much about being an engineer at the time. This is when I was in high school, about to go to college. But that door opened up to me to be a part of that program, and it seemed really interesting. So I followed it. I said, okay, I called the school, the college that I was planning on going to, and I asked them to switch me from chemistry to engineering, the School of Engineering. And they did that, fortunately, and I was able to participate in the program. And in that program, I had an internship at Texaco, in their office building, working with some of the engineers and folks who find and see the oil and gas in the ground. And I found out that I liked it, that it was pretty cool. I liked the environment, liked what we were doing. And so I wanted to do more of that. And that basically helped to open my eyes and inspire me to, you know, actually pursue the engineering. So when I got to school, I had that foundation from that program and knew that it was something I was interested in. And I continued on through school. So just remember the crystal of the day, follow what you enjoy, love, like, and enjoy, and then do more of that. And then finally, the third thing is tie all of the things that you like together. So, you know, in my case, I liked chemistry, engineering, but another aspect that I really enjoyed was volunteering and serving youth and others and getting them interested in STEM. And this started for me also in college when I was able to volunteer at a synagogue, well, at a synagogue's program, Rodef Shalom Synagogue. I volunteered with their after-school program. They actually came to my campus and held it on right near my campus, actually. The synagogue was near the campus. And their like rec room. So anyway, they bus students over a few times a week to work on homework, do activities. They had snack. So I volunteered twice a week and went there and worked with the kids, talked with the kids, mentored with the kids, and was part of that program. And I loved it. And I did it for all 4 years that I was in undergrad once I found out about it. And so then fast forward to me going to college and getting my engineering degree, I was able to merge my science and math into an engineering position. And then I also was able to work with kids through my company and also through an organization I joined. I joined the YLC of New Orleans and participated in one of their programs. And in the program, me and a partner, we had to come up with a project to do. And my project was called Inspire STEM. And so Inspire STEM was all about getting students interested into STEM careers. And through that project, we won $5,000 grant to do more of that, get students interested in the STEM careers. And fortunately, as doors open up, I was able to find a position and work for a company that also had that as a mission to get more students and people interested in STEM careers so that we can build the pipeline of people who work in STEM fields. And so through that company, I was able to even do more within volunteering, helping students get interested in STEM. And the types of things that we were able to do were bring students to the plant to take tours, also go to schools, talk about being an engineer, give them examples for being a day in the life of an engineer. How does it feel, look, smell, sound to work at a plant or work in this space? And so was able to really inspire students even on a larger level to get interested in engineering. So the point of my story is that as you figure out what you like, you know, it's maybe different things. My example, like I said, was science, math, engineering, volunteering, working with students. But then you can figure out how to meld those together, how to tie them together. You know, somebody may like business and languages, you know, so then you can work in the realm of being a translator or work for a business as a translator. You can work in the United Nations. I mean, there's just so many opportunities to tie all of the things that you like together or some of the things that you like together. And so those are the three steps to finding your passion for this new year. Once again, I'll recap. Number one is try new things. And that's the only way to figure out how and what you might be interested in. And don't forget to go back to your childhood years, because that's probably where you were doing some of the things that you liked. Try new things. Number two is to follow what you love, like, and enjoy, and do more of it. Don't be afraid to do more of it. And if time is an issue, try to make time for that around your job and career. And if you can meld your career into your passion, that's even better. And number three is tie the things you like together. That'll give you the full picture, the full breadth of fulfillment in doing what you love. So those are the three things. And I just want to recap the crystal for the day. Once again, is follow what you love, like, and enjoy, and do more of it. Be inspired to do that for the new year. And I wish you all a safe, prosperous, and happy new year. This is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. And I look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.